Califano, Mr. President.
Mr. President, when I talked to Governor Rockefeller, he asked me to tell you that he was absolutely delighted that he could not tell you how much he appreciated your telegram response. He recommended that you make the telegram public because he said it would do a tremendous amount for the morale and the psychological attitude of the people of the city of New York. He thought they would feel that their president was on top of it. And he said that he was going to immediately dispatch a telegram of appreciation.
Now what'd you do, call him and read him our telegram?
I called him and read him your telegram, Mr. President, while it was going over the wire.
That's good. That's good.
So he's very, very happy, and he wanted me to thank
That's good.
Him.
Now, Wirtz and Connor talked to NAM and U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and they said that number one, they didn't want anybody to suggest to them what the guidelines ought to be one way or the other. And number two, they're very uncooperative. And number three, they didn't know what the hell had happened in aluminum and didn't know we'd ever talk to labor. And didn't know, they thought copper was mad about it. And
what?
Just a typical businessman, they didn't know what the hell's happened. So I think that we can just treat them accordingly and to hell with them.
God. Well, they could think copper was unhappy. My God, they couldn't have talked to anyone in the copper industry.
They don't know what, they haven't talked to anybody anywhere. Anyway, I think they're in the name-calling contest, so we've just got two good whipping boys, and we just might as well take them on.
All right, okay. All right, Mr. Brooks.